Chapter 37. If they are interesting when enlarged to the size of an article, what must they be in their concentrated form? Pure rectified spirit, above proof, before it is lowered to be fit for human consumption, colon words that burn indeed. Apostrophe apostrophe, rather like a balloon before it is inflated. Flabby, shapeless, dead. You could hardly read them. Apostrophe, may I try? Apostrophe apostrophe, she said coaxingly. I wrote my poor romance in that way, I mean in bits, out of doors, and I should like to see whether your way of entering things is the same as mine. Apostrophe apostrophe, really, that's rather an awkward request. I suppose I can hardly refuse now you have asked so directly. But apostrophe, you think me ill-mannered in asking. But does not this justify me writing in my presence, Mr. Knight? If I had lighted upon your book by chance, it would have been different. But you stand before me, and say, excuse me, without caring whether I do or not, and write on, and then tell me they are not private facts but public ideas. Apostrophe apostrophe, very well, Miss Swankert. If you really must see, the consequences be upon your own head. Remember, my advice to you is to leave my book alone. Apostrophe apostrophe, but with that caution I have your permission? Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe apostrophe, she hesitated a moment, looked at his hand containing the book, then laughed, and saying, I must see it, apostrophe withdrew it from his fingers. Knight rambled on towards the house, leaving her standing in the path turning over the leaves. By the time he had reached the wicket gate, he saw that as he had moved, and waited till she came up. Elfride had closed the notebook, and was carrying it disdainfully by the corner between her finger and thumb. Her face wore a nettled look. She silently extended the volume towards him, raising her eyes no higher than her H and was lifted. Take it, apostrophe, said Elfride quickly. I don't want to read it. Apostrophe, could you understand it? Apostrophe apostrophe, said Knight. As far as I looked. But I didn't care to read much. Apostrophe, why, Miss Swankert? Apostrophe apostrophe, only because I didn't wish to, that's all. Apostrophe apostrophe, I warned you, that you might not. Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, but I never supposed you would have put me there. Apostrophe apostrophe, your name is not mentioned once within the four corners. Apostrophe apostrophe, not my name, I know that. Apostrophe apostrophe, nor your description, nor anything by which anybody would recognize you. Apostrophe apostrophe, except myself. For what is this? Apostrophe, she exclaimed, taking it from him, and opening a page. August 7. That's the day before yesterday. But I won't read it, apostrophe Elfright said, closing the book again with pretty hauteur. Why should I? I had no business to ask to see your hook, and it serves me right. Apostrophe apostrophe, Knight hardly recollected what he had written, and turned over the book to see. He came to this. August 7. Girl gets into her teens, and her self-consciousness is born. After a certain interval passed in infantine helplessness, it begins to act. Simple, young, and inexperienced at first. Persons of observation can tell to a nicety how old this consciousness is by the skill it has acquired in the art necessary to its success, the art of hiding itself. Generally begins career by actions which are popularly termed showing off. Method adopted depends in each case upon the disposition, rank, residence, of the young lady attempting it. Town-bred girl will utter some moral paradox on fast men, or love. Country miss adopts the more material media of taking a ghastly fence, whistling, or making your blood run cold, by appearing to risk her neck. Ma'am. On Indelsto Tower. An innocent vanity is of course the origin of these displays. Look at me, say these youthful beginners in womanly artifice, without reflecting whether or not it be to their advantage, to show so very much of themselves. Amplify and correct for paper on artless arts. Apostrophe, yes, I remember now, apostrophe said Knight. The notes were certainly suggested by your maneuver on the church tower. But you must not think too much of such random observations, apostrophe he continued encouragingly, as he noticed her injured looks. A mere fancy passing through my head assumes a factitious importance to you, because it has been made permanent by being written down. All mankind think thoughts as bad as those of people they most love on earth. But such thoughts never getting embodied on paper, it becomes assumed that they never existed. I dare say that you yourself have thought some disagreeable thing or other of me, which would seem just as bad as this if written. I challenge you, now, to tell me. ... the worst thing I have thought of you? ... yes. ... I must not. ... oh yes. ... I thought you were rather round-shouldered. ... Knight looked slightly redder. And that there was a little bald spot on the top of your head. ... heh. Two ineradicable defects, said Knight, there being a faint ghastliness discernible in his laugh. They are much worse in a lady's eye than being thought self-conscious, I suppose. ... that's very fine, she said, too inexperienced to perceive her hit, and hence not quite disposed to forgive his notes. You alluded to me in that entry, as if I were such a child too. Everybody does that. I cannot understand it. I am quite a woman, you know. How old do you think I am? How old? Why, 17, I should say. All girls are 17. You are wrong. I am nearly 19. Which class of women do you like best, those who seem younger, or those who seem older than they are? Offhand I should be inclined to say those who seem older. So it was not Elfright's class. But it is well known, she said eagerly, and there was something touching in the artless anxiety, to be thought much of which she revealed by her words, that the slower a nature is to develop, the richer the nature. Youths and girls who are men and women, before they come of age are nobodies by the time that backward people have shown their full compass. ... ... said Knight thoughtfully. There is really something in that remark. But at the risk of offense I must remind you, that you there take it for granted, that the woman behind her time at a given age, has not reached the end of her tether. Her backwardness may be not because she is slow to develop, but because she soon exhausted her capacity for developing. Elfright looked disappointed. By this time they were indoors. Mrs. Swankert, to whom matchmaking by any honest means was meat and drink, had now a little scheme of that nature concerning this pair. The morning room, in which they both expected to find her, was empty, the old lady having, for the above reason, vacated it by the second door as they entered by the first. Knight went to the chimney piece, and carelessly surveyed two portraits on ivory. Though these pink ladies had very rudimentary features, judging by what I see here, he observed, they had unquestionably beautiful heads of hair. Yes, and that is everything, said Elfried, possibly conscious of her own, possibly not. Not everything, though a great deal, certainly. Which color do you like best? She ventured to ask. More depends on its abundance than on its color. Abundances being equal, may I inquire your favorite color? Dark. I mean for women, she said, with the minutes fall of countenance, and a hope that as he had been misunderstood. So do I, Knight replied. It was impossible for any man not to know the color of Elfright's hair. In women who wear it plainly, such a feature may be overlooked by men not given to ocular intentness. But hers was always in the way. You saw her hair as far as you could see her sex, and knew that it was the palest brown. She knew instantly that Knight, being perfectly aware of this, had an independent standard of admiration in the matter. Elfright was thoroughly vexed. She could not but be struck with the honesty of his opinions, and the worst of it was that the more they went against her, the more she respected them. And now, like a reckless gambler, she hazarded her last and best treasure. Her eyes. They were her all now. "What colored eyes do you like best, Mr. Knight?" she said slowly. "Honestly, or as a compliment?" "Of course honestly. I don't want anybody's compliment." And yet Elfright knew otherwise. That a compliment or word of approval from that man then would have been like a well to a famished Arab. "I prefer Hazel," he said serenely. As he had played and lost again. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.